Hi everybody, we begin Sefer Vayikra. It's been a while since we've had a chance to learn together. We've adjusted to this new schedule, but I hope Yirtzeh Hashem with our new Sefer Vayikra as we begin, we'll have a chance to get this regularly up and going. One of the aspects that the Torah describes regarding the korbanos is something which has to come together with every sacrifice that's brought, whether it is a korban mincha, a flower offering, or an actual animal that's brought. The Torah says, "V'chol korban minchas korban melech timlach." It has to have salt. Every offering comes along with salt. Lo tashbis melech bris elokecha me'al minchasecha. You cannot ever cease the covenant of salt, the bris that we have with salt, on all offerings that you bring. And Rashi comments, why is there a bris? What does it mean that there's a covenant made with salt? And Rashi comments, this actually dates all the way back to the 6 days of creation. Rashi says when Hashem on day two separated the upper waters from the lower waters, so the lower waters weren't at all excited about that. They wanted to be, when the firmament was created, they wanted to be above. They wanted to be in the Shemayim. They didn't want to be down here. So Rashi says, "Huftuchu hamayim atachton." There was a promise made, an assurance that was given to the lower waters. Likarev b'mizbeach. The day two will be brought one day on the mizbeach, and that will happen in two forms. One in the form of melech, as our pasuk addresses, and the second one is in the nisach hamayim. On Sukkot, there's a special water libation. So, because the water was part of the mizbeach, and specifically on Sukkot, and because salt was brought in every korban, the lower waters agreed to the separation, and they were sent down here to this world, and the upper waters became the heavens up above. The Maral points out, as he often does on a medrash like that, what does a medrash mean that there was a separation of the waters and the lower waters didn't want to do it unless they got some form of assurance like this? The Maral explains that kol advarim tamid heim holchim laha'alos. Everything is always rising. In a way that in our world we have, for example, gravity. Gravity is always pulling things down. The natural force that always acts on any being. And this world is downward. In the world of the spirit, in the world of ruchnius, of spirituality, everything is always being pulled up, is being brought closer to Hashem. And therefore, when these waters were separated, the Maima Tachtonim, they complained. They said, this is Hefech Seder Habria, they said, in the words of God. This is the opposite. We're supposed to be getting closer to you, achieving higher degrees of spirituality, and you're pushing us down. But the rule is Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lomorid, and you're supposed to go up in levels of sanctity, not down. Therefore, Hashem had to say, I'll make you a deal. They were only they only acquiesced to go down when Hashem promised them that they could be craven al hamizbech, that they too can be elevated to be brought on to the mizbech. And then the Maral adds a phrase, sheyiknu hahis alus, that they can acquire for themselves this higher level of spirituality by being brought onto the mizbeach. And Rav Hartman in his notes explains, points out what the Maral is stressing over here. It's not just that they would be brought back to a level of spirituality, it's that they would be kona it, they would acquire it for themselves, because they had been lowered and then brought back. And he quotes from the Ran, one of the early Rishonim writes that there's a based on a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, that a cholev in Israpi, sometimes a person can get sick, and then when he's healed from his illness, he is mischazek tivo yoiser mimashahaya kodem. He becomes stronger after he heals than what he was from even before. And the same is true in our spiritual lives, that if a person were just to cruise on a certain level, whatever level they're at, sometimes we have a dip and we fall from our spiritual level. And then when we realize and we strengthen ourselves and we come back even stronger and higher than we were. It's true in human relationships also. Sometimes things are on cruise control and then something happens, and then it's in making up from what had happened that the relationship comes out, emerges on the other side even stronger than when it was to begin with. Says the Maral, the Mayim HaTachtonim, the lower waters, they wanted to be close. They said that's the nature of the world, always to be rising. They accepted the deal because Hashem said you're going to go down, but you're going to have an ability to then be placed up on the Mizbeach. You're going to be Kona, you're going to do something. Now, obviously, the actions are done to the water, to the salt, which we do. It's an action of elevating that which is mundane and bringing it back to its place. Says Maral, that's the lesson to all of us. Our neshama are sent down to this world. They were up above. They're sent down to this world with the opportunity to acquire for ourselves a level of spirituality even higher than what we had before. And that's represented by the Bris Melech, the covenant of salt. Everything that's offered in the Beis HaMikdash always has salt on the table. Remnants of which we have today still at our tables, always with salt. We put on our tables as well to remind us of this covenant that the lower waters, which were sent away from Hashem, have the ability to then be elevated in the Beis HaMikdash to use in a way of sanctity and become even stronger and higher in elevation than they were to begin with.